morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market, having hit its best levels in more than 8 months yesterday, is going to pull back a little bit today. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 will kick off with a loss of around 0.2%. Having put together some reasonable improvements over the course of last couple of sessions. In fact, out of the last 9 sessions, it's up on 8 occasions. And it's cobbled together some reasonable momentum. So today it looks like it's going to at least be a day of consolidation to begin with. It's a question of where things go from there. There's a fair bit going on today on a couple of fronts. But in terms of what we saw in the Northern Hemisphere last night, we didn't get much in the way of direction given the fact that the US markets were offline for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, which had the bond markets and the equity markets closed. But in after hours trade, we've got the US stock futures pointing lower by around 0.2% with the S&P 500 is concerned. So that to an extent is probably where the SPY is taking its cues from. But as far as the European experience is concerned last night, the positive momentum continues. They are generating optimism off the back of a couple of factors. The reopening in China is a factor, but then at the same time, they have been able to benefit from warmer conditions where their early winter is concerned. So that hasn't meant that they've had as big a draw on energy needs. So that is positive. And there's been a moderation in interest rates as well, which has been helpful. So the apocalyptic picture hasn't panned out for Europe, so it's benefiting. The German DAX up by 0.33%, the FTSE up 0.2%, the French market up by about 0.25%. So in local terms today, a lot to look at, as I said. We've just seen the release of Rio Tinto's quarterly production numbers. At first blush, the Pilbara production, 89.5 million tonnes, up 6% compared to the same time last year, just a shade ahead of expectations. In terms of what they shipped, that was up by 4% compared to the same time last year. They've left their production guidance unchanged compared to the same time last year. So not a bad set of numbers. It'll be interesting to see whether or not everything else shapes up the way that the market was looking at. But the thing to point out in terms of what we were hearing about yesterday is that Chinese authorities wanting to create a greater regularity where the iron ore market is concerned. And they've been concerned for some time about the way that prices get reported. And they've been concerned about the run-up in prices most recently and what that might mean in terms of the impact on producer inflation at least. So that created a few headwinds for the iron ore miners yesterday. So it's a question of to what extent that continues today. For example, yesterday we had Fortescue Metals shares down by around 2%. And interestingly, it was the materials sector that tended to underperform yesterday. So you can rationalize that in a couple of ways. It's actually had a pretty good run of late. But at the same time, there are factors that have emerged as blemishes. Lithium stocks, not all of them, some of them ran into headwinds yesterday. There's a lot of discussion around the fact that Tesla has cut prices where Europe, China, the United States is concerned, as much as 20% in some cases more. And the markets are talking a lot about whether or not they're trying to consolidate their position in terms of market share, or whether or not they're actually cutting prices to basically get more cars out the door to improve product profitability. So this is a bit of a challenge for Tesla shares, which have had a big fall over the course of the last year. They're down by as much as 65%. The fact that Elon Musk tends to use the company as a bit of a piggy bank for Twitter doesn't help. But nonetheless, that created headwinds as far as lithium stocks were concerned. Not in all cases, but Core Lithium down 6% yesterday. Liontown down by about 4%. So it's a question of whether or not that conversation continues to get legs in that neck of the woods. Elsewhere, Chinese data dump today. We've got industrial production, retail sales, fixed asset investment, GDP, and employment, amongst others. So the bottom line here is that we will be provided with a benchmark, if you like, or a bottom line for where the Chinese economy was at the end of last year before the reopening started to take shape. And it's a question of whether or not these numbers are weaker than expected and what that means in terms of more initiatives from the Chinese authorities to support their economy. They're already doing a fair bit, cutting rates, supporting consumers in the property sector and the like. So it's a question of whether or not that conversation gets traction today. So quite a bit to contend with. The breadth of the improvement yesterday was quite encouraging. You know, every sector rose. So it'll be interesting to see how things shape up today in the absence of any direction from the United States. So the Aussie dollar has pulled back a little bit, as I said, thanks to that modest improvement in the greenback overnight. So have a great day.